flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The NBA's trade deadline, Joe, this Thursday.
All right, Woody. Yeah, man, this Thursday. God, I was feeling so good that we're going to get rid of this guy. I don't know about you, man. When you check out on me, I check out on you. You know, and I get if, like, you know, they won't redo this guy's contract and it's, you know, oh my God. But when you're making almost $50 million, another 50, I'm going to say it every day, man. I just have, you're controlling $100 million with the Heat. You control it. They have no say-so in that money. And hell, they want you to stay. But I just, the way he's handled everything is just, been a complete turnoff for me. I can't speak for everybody out there. Maybe some of you are still kissing his ass and defending the guy. I'm not one of them. I'm not one of them on the board when I've seen some of the stuff, man. And it goes back, even if he doesn't care about fans and he doesn't realize he's turned off a lot of people, because he has. I'm not speaking for everybody, but a lot of people are like, come on, man. And a lot of people love the way he played. Like his style of game, there's great appreciation, especially for the older fan who appreciates somebody that will D up and play the game the right way and make the extra pass and isn't worried about scoring 35 a night. Jimmy Butler stood for a lot of things that the Heat stand for. He really did, and I'm giving him a compliment here. But then the guy that we've heard about on all the other teams, we go, well, never happened here. He's in the Heat culture. Riley does it. He respects Riley. He respects Spo. He's in a good organization. It's first class. And he turned into a big fat turd, just like he did everywhere else. Except this time it wasn't the coach. This time it wasn't the guys he was playing with because they didn't play right. This time it has to do with money. And if he tries to spin this into anything else like hurt feelings, then you're weak, number one. Weak as you know what. This is about money. This is about 2 years and whatever the amount was, low $100 million extra. But once you quit, the biggest problem I have, you quit on those guys that you've been playing with. Those guys, whatever. I don't know how he feels about them. He can say those are my guys and I love them and they're my guys. No, they're not. They're not your guys. They're your guys. You never do that. And even if you did want out, you'd at least play hard and try to help them win some games while you're here, knowing that the team, like, hey, I'm not going to pick up. I'm picking up my option here. I'm out. So you guys might want to trade me. That's exactly what De'Aaron Fox did. But I'm going to play hard. I want to keep my value up. But I want out. And whatever way you could turn a fan base off, he's done. He has done everything possible. So the latest story, Woody, that we didn't hear about that I thought was pretty interesting. So apparently the agent comes out and says, okay, that's all garbage about he was late for the plane. That's no. That's all whoever's reporting that he was late, everybody waited for him. That's not true. He had asked if he could stay to do with that event. That paddleball event. He goes, hey, do you mind if I catch a plane later and not go with the team? I kind of want to do this paddleball event. Kiss my ass. We're paying you a lot of money. Jump on the plane like everybody else. You're worried about this event? Worry about that event. Tell them to move that event in the offseason. You can do it every day. Like all of a sudden, that was okay because he had just asked, look, man, that like all these rules can't change. Like, hey, I'd like to, if you don't mind, I know we got a road game, but I'd like to stay because I'm one of the ambassadors for the paddle ball. I'm going to be there with Derek Jeter and a couple of guys. I'd really like to be there that night. But I promise I'll fly out early in the morning. I'll catch a private plane overnight, and I'll catch up with you guys. What's going on, man? What's going on? Seriously. He knows that's not normal. Maybe Timmy Hardaway's onto something. You gave him a little bit. You gave in to him on certain things because he's playing really well. He was playing his butt off. It didn't seem to affect him, and the guys around him were okay because he was leading away. And then at some point, he goes, uh-oh, no. You're not giving me my money, though. Now it's different. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm amazed that we still have a few people that will send stuff and say, I wouldn't play for Pat Riley. He disrespected that dude. Yeah, okay. Sorry, man. I hope your feelings are okay in the hundreds of millions of dollars you made. That even if you're not. And by the way, we had days we didn't like Don Shula. We had a lot of days. Guys didn't like Don Chu. They're mad, and like this guy was, you know. But all those guys kept playing, man. Kept playing for each other. I don't know. Maybe that's lost. Maybe when your feelings are hurt, you just you can use that. I hope he doesn't use that though. If he ever does get out of here, I hope he sticks with, hey, I didn't get my money. I had to do something to get out of there. But he has turned a lot of people off, including me. What about you, Woody? Has he turned you off?
I mean, yeah, it's been very disappointing the way he's handled this thing. The problem is I just don't know, you know, are you going to cave to this guy's demands and send him the one place that he wants and take a, you know, significantly lesser haul? Or do you try to force him to play? Do you pay him to sit? Like, the problem is if you pay him to sit, right, and he sat the rest of the way, wouldn't his career, playing career might be just about done. Like, who's going to take a chance on him after that? I know he'll opt into his thing, his last deal, but who's going to want him after that?
Those are all great questions.
The guy has proven at this point, Joe, that he can't stay healthy. Like, that's the other issue, right? Like, he is not the guy from a couple years ago.
Well, we found out when he gets the flu, it lasts like 2 weeks, too. Hell, they thought he was going to be up in Orlando with the team the following day.
Yeah. Well, was that damn tennis tournament, like a... bro? The food over there. I like the food at that tennis tournament, but didn't agree with him.
Well, listen, we got a lot of other stuff. We got to start here and getting carried away on Jimmy. Jimmy gets my blood going here a little bit in the morning. But Paul Maurice, head coach of the Panthers, congratulations. His 900th and number 901 with the win last night as well, beating the Blackhawks and Islanders. Fourth coach, think about that, fourth coach in the history of the NHL to win at least 900 games. And he's done a great job, man. Three straight wins for him, 67 points at Washington tomorrow. Carter Verhaeghe with the hat trick last night. But big congratulations to Coach. That's fantastic. It really is. It's doesn't have to always be about drama. It can be about guys that get knocked around. And all of a sudden, people starting to pay attention to this guy. With those wins, you get that Stanley Cup championship, and all of a sudden, everybody looks at you just a little differently. Isn't it amazing? You win a championship and how you look at everybody. All of a sudden, everybody looks a little bit differently. And
well, when you're having a tough time getting tickets, you know it's a hot ticket.
Well, why'd you have to bring that
Sorry.
Up?
That has upset you, I know.
Why the personal shot?
Not a personal shot.
Like, I was going to say something about the Marlins. You're going to talk about Jeter blowing me off when I went up there. Because you can't help yourself.
I'm not going to because I'm excited for this weekend, to be quite honest with you.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Because
my son has signed up for the youth clinic.
Good.
We're ready to roll, man.
Hey, by the way, anything from my man Leon is good. Hey, Marlin fans, that's right. And baseball fans, this weekend, God, I can't believe, man, baseball is going to be starting up. Kane's going to be starting up. The Marlins going to be starting up. Get ready for the first fiesta of the season, Fan Fest. And they got a lot of stuff they're doing. Don't miss your chance and exclusive MVP access. Meet Sandy and your favorite players that will be on this team. Sandy Alcantara is back. Get behind-the-scenes tour of the ballpark. The free kids clinic, as Woody just mentioned, at the end of the night with an epic fireworks show. Plus, fans will get a first look at their 2025 season featuring theme nights, heritage celebrations, and more. There's really something for the whole family. And it's this Saturday, February 8th, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's just 4 hours. So take the family out there and enjoy yourself. Get your free tickets today at Marlins.com/FanFest. See what's going on. See what they have. Meet some of the young players that they have on the team this Saturday, 4 to 8 at the ballpark.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Hope everybody out there had a good weekend and got a chance to relax a little bit, maybe work out a little bit, and we've got all kinds of stuff. I got to tell you, man, I got floored by that NBA deal that that took place between Luka Doncic and Anthony Davis. Both really good players. I mean, Anthony Davis is still at 31, 26 points a night, 12 rebounds. The way this whole thing went down, though, Luka Doncic is 25 years old. He's missed a lot of games already. Matter of fact, he's hurt. He's got a pulled calf muscle or something, so he's been out. He's expected back in the next week or two, but he's been out. He averaged 28 points a game, though, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. I mean, this guy, he fills up the stat machine, man, every night when he plays. And you remember how good he was during the playoffs and stuff. But it's just weird to hear, like, yeah, his weight, he's out of shape and worried about his conditioning, that he's going to have more of these problems. And to be honest, he's almost ready for a five-year, $345 million supermax contract. And so they just kind of go out quietly and ambush everybody, that they go right to the Lakers and say, hey, we'd like to get Anthony Davis. How would you like Luka Doncic? Of course, some other little pieces were thrown in there, but that was the big part. So,
how do you not go shopping though, man? Like, they could have gotten. I mean, remember what the package was for, like, Durant a few years ago? Like,
it feels like
you could have gotten 10 first for Luka.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
I don't get it, man.
I
what a weird way for them to go about doing this deal. And the other thing is, like, you just don't, like, I get it. The guy's, frustrating. He's overweight, all that stuff. But you don't give up on a guy like that in his prime. He's 25.
Well,
that's the kind of guy that you pray that you can land with your franchise, right?
These guys don't come along very often. I totally agree. He is, and by the way, we've seen him in huge games last year, how good he was. Not every night, but
he took his team to the finals.
But he just, he was incredible, and big shots at the end of games and stuff. So this whole thing comes out. It's just weird that they've kind of, I mean, when you make a deal like this, you got to kind of throw him under the bus. Well, the weight, he's starting to miss games. We thought this was going to become a bigger problem as he gets older. And you're trying to sell your fan base, which I'm guessing the fan base isn't very excited about what just took place.
Be fun to listen to morning radio over there when we get out of here.
Oh, Lord. They give Jerry Jones a day off for this one, man. Jerry Jones is fine.
It was funny. They showed fans. There was like 20 fans that showed up to the arena, and they were chanting, sell the team.
I think the guy, Mark Cuban, who owned it, has sold most of it.
Yeah, he has. I can't imagine Mark Cuban would have done something like this.
He's claiming. So here's the thing. He's claiming that he was not involved in the deal.
I don't think he was.
I don't
think there's any way Mark Cuban would have done
Mark
this.
Is there anything Mark Cuban?
This doesn't seem like his, like, so it syncs up with his whole.
Let me give you the other thing, and it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. But does anybody out there, because they found in New York after, by the way, good win for the Lakers, beat the Knicks out there. So those guys stayed overnight and then travel, I guess, in the morning. So those guys were out having dinner, and they caught up to LeBron James and said, man, I got ambushed. I had no idea. No way. No way, LeBron. Nobody is going to sell me that the Lakers didn't give him a heads up before that deal went down.
This has been his thing his entire career, though. He doesn't want to be pinned as the guy that makes the moves, because people say that about him, right? They say he's the one pulling all the strings, but he doesn't want that. That's been his entire career. He doesn't want people saying
that
about him.
His best friend owns the agency. Doesn't he represent?
Yeah, but he doesn't want to be known as the guy that's involved.
Which means to me, LeBron almost owns that agency. That's what that means to me.
But that would be malpractice if you were the Lakers and you didn't run that by that guy. Like, how could you not?
Yeah.
Hey, we're about to trade your other star companion here. Like, are you okay with Luka? Do you like him? Is he, does he?
Well,
I mean, come on, man.
And the ESPN insider, you heard him going, yeah, LeBron's been talking about wanting to play with Luka.
Yeah, Wendy goes, it was his dream to play with Luka. And when have we heard
so that deal before? That deal didn't just happen.
Anytime LeBron lands one of these guys, it's always been his dream to play with this guy. Like, hey, it was his dream right here, right? It was his dream to play with Dwayne and Chris, right?
I don't know, but
he dreamed about it.
I don't know, but it was sure fun.
It was fun.
It was a good 4 years. Even losing in the finals, you step back and go, wow, did you ever think I'd be such a pig and expect four championships instead of just the two?
Do you think the Lakers are good enough to make a title run?
I don't think they're done.
You can make another move?
I think they're going to try to make another one.
Will Jimmy go there?
He can go anywhere he wants. I just want him out of here.
Well, apparently not, because apparently he refuses to sign anywhere but Phoenix.
That's true. It is.
What is he doing?
Jimmy's a fraud like the rest of us, right? Don't think Jimmy's like, oh, you know, I'm from the heart and all this. No, Jimmy, first you said you were going to play and you were going to play this out. It was a few extra bucks and it was no big deal, which I didn't know when $113 million's a few extra bucks, $113 million extension. And then Jimmy comes out and says, man, just get me out of here. I'll go anywhere. And then he comes back after he calms down and goes, well, almost anywhere, but not Memphis. And then he goes, not Golden State. No, that's a mess too.
You think there's any part of him that at this moment wishes he would have handled this better?
No.
So that he could have stayed
here? I don't. I think certain people do things and don't feel badly about it, even though they know they haven't handled it the right way. Or maybe he doesn't think it's like it's all business. This is the deal.
I just feel like if he's looking back at it now, like maybe this isn't such a bad place to be, right?
He keeps doing it over and over, though. He'll come back. He's going to do something else.
Get your nice house on the water. Get your coffee shop. They're paying you $53 million next year.
$48.8 this year. Like,
how bad is
feels,
it, man?
Nobody feels sorry for you, man. Nobody. Maybe a couple of your guys that, you know, are your guys and defend you no matter what. But, man, I got to tell you, you want to talk about turning a fan base off? You know, I don't know how many fans are going, hey, you got to try to make up. Remember Timmy Hardaway came out that Tyler and Bam need to go, like, find him and meet up with him and go, dude, we need you. Please stay with us. Please. Please stay, man. Please, we want you. I think they're over him, too, aren't they? Aren't well, after a while Tyler and Bam
becomes,
over him?
Yeah, I think they are, but the only issue becomes if you can't trade him. And he's stuck on the team after Thursday.
This is equivalent.
Then what do you do?
This is equivalent to getting divorced or separated, knowing there's been a lot of cheating and people going, just get back together. It's hard. I'm not saying I know, but I'm just saying that would be a tough one to overcome.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a good situation there. De'Aaron Fox, by the way, quietly, kind of a couple weeks ago. They have a little video, him talking to his coach at the time, Coach Brown, before he got let go and saying, I don't want to be here. I want to go somewhere else. I'm not going to sign the contract, the max contract I'm due. I don't want to be here. So and I'd really like to go to San Antonio. Guess what? Quietly, second deal, no big deal. De'Aaron Fox, who's a top 20 player, Woody. Top 20, 25 player in the league. 25 points a game. He plays in Sacramento.
One of the best point guards in the league. Yeah, absolutely.
And
it'll be a nice piece to put in there, man.
And he got traded to the Spurs.
Yeah, he gets to play Wemby.
Gets to play next to the big guy. And Zach LaVine. They've been talking. How long we've been talking about trading Zach LaVine out of Chicago? What's this? 2 or 3 years now.
Sadly, he has to go to Sacramento.
And he's got to go to.
Nobody wants to go. To
Nobody
Sacramento.
Wants to go to Sacramento. So. That's how it looks, man. But it was a crazy one. I go, wow, NBA going, okay, we're going to make this this thing a little more interesting because nobody saw that one coming. And I just think nothing against Anthony Davis, as good as he is, and he's a Hall of Famer and all that stuff, but they're all going, did you see everybody's face? They're going around the league when it broke. They're all whispering to each other, Luka Doncic just got traded. And you see all the face going, what? What? No way. For who?
He lost a lot of money by getting traded.
I don't think.
Can't get that contract now.
Yeah, but he'll be fine.
I know he'll be fine.
He'll be fine. Don't worry about anybody's money day,
Woody. That's got to sting, man. That's got to sting to have those guys dump you like that.
Yes.
I don't care what he says. That's got to sting.
Yes. He was in
Maybe
Dallas.
It motivates him. I don't know, but that's got to sting.
That was a crazy one. So,
you know how bad things are in Sacramento, by the way? That's a bonus. They screwed him on the All-Star game again.
Yeah.
He's clearly an all-star. Like, it's not even debatable. People forget that team.
Does he lead
exists.
The league? I haven't looked. He must lead the league in rebounds. It seems like he's got 15, 16 rebounds every night.
So in that show, that Netflix show, Starting Five, he's in that show, and he was, like, devastated that he didn't make the all-star game last year.
Yeah.
Which he obviously should
welcome,
have.
Welcome to playing in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got more stuff to get into. Mason Taylor. Former LSU tight end by way of St. Thomas Aquinas from down here in South Florida. We'll talk to Mason coming off a great Senior Bowl and guy we're all rooting for down here. Part of that looks like really strong tight end class coming up in this draft. Right now, though, before we get to him, I got to get to me. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you. Thank you so much for knocking out low T and ED. Yeah, they might have hit me a little bit, but don't worry. Don't worry. Thanks to Atlantic Men's Clinic, it is long gone. To guys out there that are going through low T and most likely ED, boy, I got to tell you, it is tough. It's tough on relationships. It's tough when you're apologizing on trying to explain what's going on and why. Seriously, depression, you name it, it starts to affect you. But I want to let every guy out there, whether you're in your 40s, 50s, or 60s, or 70s, right now, if you have it, full-blown ED and low T, your energy level is shot, you're just not active like you used to be, Atlantic Men's Clinic can get it back for you quickly. They'll put you on the Atlantic Men's Clinic program, and you are off and rolling like never before. You got to set up this first meeting with them. That was the one, boy, that was the one they sold me on. They had a game plan. It was great. I did all my testing for the team, the PSA test. I got the results, went over everything, talked honestly with these guys, and hey, man, it's been almost a year now. Things are good. Things are good in the bedroom. Things are good every day. My energy level to play tennis and walk for an hour, hour and a half. And with six locations, you can't go wrong. More on the way, by the way. Call them today. You got to set up this first appointment. If you're going through it, nobody needs to know. Set it up. Hear what they have to say and then decide what you're going to do. I think you're going to do it because, hey, it should be important to you. It should be on top of the priority list to have and feel great again. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And we got a special guest. Fresh off a very busy week at the Senior Bowl, Mason Taylor for the LSU tight end by way of St. Thomas Aquinas joins us. Mace, good morning. How you doing, bud?
Great. Thanks for having me.
No, hey, listen, it's great to have you. But I watched NFL Network. I think we all did. I was talking to Kim Bocamper. We're all sitting back and watching one-on-one drills and team drills. And I always wonder, what is it like with so many people in the league, the people are going to make those decisions literally like huddled around you guys while you're working out. What is that like?
Oh, yeah, it's different for sure. And I think just kind of building your confidence up at something like LSU and being in the college and being in front of that environment, it makes it pretty easy. So being in front of those guys, yeah, is definitely some pressure, but I think it's a privilege to be there in that situation. And it's an honor to go showcase your talent on a level like the Senior Bowl for sure.
Hey, Mason, so you go you played for 3 years. You jumped right into it. Everybody's kind of curious, hey, how's this going to work for him? But you leave a school like St. Thomas Aquinas, where you guys play, obviously, like so many kids down here in South Florida, against great competition. What was that jump like going to an SEC school like LSU where you played right away and had success?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was pretty smooth for me. St. Thomas Aquinas, the structure there, and Coach Harriet does a great job of getting these kids ready to play at the next level. And I think just playing with the best of the best your whole life, going to LSU, I mean, it was a pretty smooth transition. And I think that's just compliments to the way I was raised, just being disciplined and being on top of my work. I think when I got to LSU in the summer, it was a pretty smooth transition for sure.
Yeah, man, I could tell. Listen, we're watching all the games. We could see that. So you get there with the best, now that it's juniors and seniors at the Senior Bowl, the top guys, you're one of the top juniors. I'm just curious, so what's the game plan going into that? You want to show them you can block? You want to show them you can get one-on-one win? What's going through your mind at that event?
Yeah, going there and showing the complete tight end I am was the most important thing for sure, and that's doing everything in the run game, the pass game, and in protection. So being that guy that takes pride in not coming off the field and being on the field for every down and being that guy, that answer for every part of the game in football is definitely important for me to go showcase there.
Mason, I know the interviews, and a lot of times agents will coach their clients up, and I was talking about you, knowing you for so many years. I said, Mason doesn't have to be coached up on what to say. He's like his dad, man. He's going to tell you and you're going to see what he is. You'll find out. You don't have to. What were the interviews like for you with teams?
Oh, it was awesome. And the Reese's Senior Bowl, they let us, they gave us the opportunity to meet with every single team. So we kind of had a rotation with that and getting to meet all those guys and talk to them face to face. And it was a great experience for sure.
Hey, Mace, do you get a feel like certain teams are more interested than other teams? When we kind of have a feel for the teams that, because the tight end position's really exploded in the NFL again, it looks like it's become a lot more important, which is great. But did you get a feel for certain teams maybe being more interested in you?
I don't think so. I think a lot of it at the Reese's Senior Bowl is just to get to know the team and the scouts. So just some general questions and answers. But I think towards the combine and towards the end of the process, I definitely think that you could start kind of winding down towards the teams that actually would want the opportunity to take you. Yes, sir.
So you got the pro day. You got the combine. You talk about staying in great shape since you finished up at LSU. It just never stops. How important is that 40-yard dash? Everybody talk. You can't go anywhere, Mace, where somebody, I'm sure it happens to you, like, hey, what's your fastest 40? What are you going to run? So how important is that for you coming up?
Oh, it's really important. Through the whole pre-draft process, just training to get your body in the best shape of your life. So, I mean, that's the goal right now, to keep training down here and perform and just keep pushing each other, and all the NFL guys that they have here just keep pushing each other and getting better every single day.
It's got to be kind of cool because your father, I'm going back showing my age now, Jason was at the Senior Bowl, and he tore it up. Like, he went from this Akron kid, and everybody's going, damn, this guy, he's a player. I remember Jimmy Johnson talking about it. Then he's up there. That had to be really cool to have your dad up there with you for a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he was on the road recruiting, so him coming and showing that support was great. And he was bouncing from Atlanta back to Mobile, recruiting guys for University of Miami. So him being there and his pass there at the Senior Bowl is definitely great to see.
Everybody's been raving about this tight end class. I know, Mace, everybody talking about your week was fantastic. Elijah Arroyo kind of jumped up there a little bit. I know Tyler Warren's up there with you and some other guys. What'd you think about Elijah Arroyo? I'm sure your father's talked about him a little bit. Did you get a chance there? Were you guys working out together?
Yeah, he was on the other team. He was on the national team, so we got to speak briefly. But, you know, he's a great player, and I think all those guys in the tight end class, like you said, we have a loaded class. I think there's attributes in every single one of them, and I don't think you can go wrong for sure.
Yeah, hey, let me ask you about all the South Florida guys. I see Shamar Stewart from Pace, Xavier Restrepo, Deerfield Beach, Breshard Smith, Palmetto. I mean, the list goes on of South Florida guys. You guys all kind of tearing it up. I think the competition you face in high school really helps you so the jump is not so crazy into the college and now getting ready for the pros. You feel that way just playing down here?
Yes, sir, for sure. Like I said, I mean, at St. Thomas Aquinas, I think you play the best of the best. And compliments to Coach Harriet teaching us and being showing us the ways of doing everything right. And I think being down here and playing like all these schools like American Heritage and all these other schools, is you're playing the best of the best every single week. So that transition definitely helps when you go to the next level.
I always wonder, so how many calls you get from your uncle Zach or father Jace? Is that always ongoing with you got a pretty good gene pool there, my man, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, whether I'm going to their house to go eat or getting on the phone with my dad, yeah, we're definitely in touch for sure.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, no, listen, it's been great to watch and everything else. So take me forward now, like, I know you work out like a maniac because I do know, I've heard about your workouts and how hard you work out. Do you have to give the body a little bit of a rest here before you get rolling on the LSU pro day and getting ready for the combine, or do you just go straight through now?
Everything's kind of straight through. I think you're just taking care of your body as you're doing so. I mean, right now we're on a strict 6-day workout, so we're off on Saturdays, and I think that's just how it is. I think everyone's doing it, and it's just the longest process of your life right now, and it's going to be the longest year of your life going into training and then rookie mini camp and then camp. So, I mean, it's just just a long year. So yeah, definitely taking care of your body through the process. But I mean, at the end of the day, you got to work hard. So just being able to manage that and maintain both of those things are key for sure.
Mace, before I let you go, is there a guy you kind of look at in the NFL and you go, I'm kind of that kind of player, or I can be that kind of tight end? That's going to be what I want to be. Is there one or two guys that you kind of have your game after?
Yeah, I like George Kittle. George Kittle, how he goes and has fun with the game, how he's always laughing, throwing guys on the floor, running routes, scoring touchdowns, and just enjoying the game of football. And then also how he's the complete tight end. He's the answer for their run game, pass game, and in protection. So him doing everything he needs to do for the team and enjoying it is something I like to look up to for sure.
Mason, I think he's the best overall tight end by far in the National Football League when you put it all together. I'm with you, man. God bless how he learned how to block like that. That's crazy stuff. Mace, it's been nice talking to you, man. I really appreciate you sitting out in the parking lot before you go into your workout. Thank you so much. Good luck. I hope I get to see you soon there, kiddo.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Mason Taylor, former LSU tight end. Set to go as one of the top tight ends in this NFL draft, along with a few other guys there that, like we said, Tyler Warren, Elijah Arroyo's really jumped up, and a few other guys. But, boy, Mason Taylor, 20 years old. Really, what a player. What a player, man. Had no idea when he went to LSU and work his ass off and be that good a player. We got all kinds of stuff that we'll be going to here this morning, and we have to get to here. A lot of stuff. Perk's going to join us coming up, Chris Perkins. We have a lot of stuff. He was, by the way, at the Senior Bowl. We'll talk to Perk about that, talk about the Miami Dolphins. There is a lot of stuff to talk about here, trying to figure out what we're looking at here and what Chris Greer was looking at the Senior Bowl, including finding some offensive guards.
Any thoughts on that? Like what position he's looking for? You think it's offensive line right away?
Yes.
Okay.
If
we hear an offensive lineman taken first, are fans going to be pleased? Are they going to riot? Like what's going to be the reaction?
Anybody who can step in day one and is a starter, and you see through the year that he's becoming better and better and better, I don't think anybody's going to complain. It's a great question. By the way, Woody, it's a great question because guard does turn people off. Center and guard.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to hear an offensive line.
Nobody wants to hear about a center or guard. No, I get it. No, nobody wants.
You
not
can live
sexy
with defensive linemen because at least they get sacks.
Yes. And safeties. There's going to be some sexy safeties out there. And I'm sure people are going to go, man, we can get interceptions. A guy can cover in the slot and all that. And if it ends up being, as we like to see, seen but not heard, a guard that's really good, I have no problem with it. What about you?
I mean, I don't. I understand the way that they need to build this team right now, but I'm just not a fan of the whole thing overall.
I just don't think putting in backups to be starters all year, I think the coaches did. They got as much out of those guys. I do agree with Chris Greer. They work their ass off. They play hurt.
Like, I get what they're going to try to do to fix it, right? Sorry, doing games all weekend. They have to try to fix the problem that they have right now, right? Which is the offensive line. I think there's much bigger issues.
No, they got holes. They got it. They're probably – so you're going to lose Javon Hollins most likely. He's going to be one of the top free agents, and I just don't see us giving him, even though he's only 24. I mean, it could happen, but you're going to need two safeties. So you got to get one for sure and probably a veteran free agent for the other one. I can't imagine starting –
Well, yeah, I mean, look, me rookies and the fans that side with me on this, we're not going to get the rebuild that we want.
We can't get everything. You know? No.
We're not getting that now. We're doing the patch job again.
Well, the other thing is here with this, that the other problem you have is it's a hit or miss with bringing in veterans on at low pay. They hit on a couple last year. They did. Calais Campbell, by the way, for your dollar, Calais Campbell might have been the biggest steal in the National Football League.
But you have to do this.
Yeah,
you have to patch holes. Those guys got to keep their job somehow.
No, you have
right? To. Right? I mean, we got to keep them holding on as long as possible.
Well, you can't. I don't think you can, through the draft, fix all the areas you need.
Yeah.
You can't
get. Oh, fans must be just thrilled.
So
heading into this season, what? How exciting.
No, they will be. It's still fresh off the season, well, but they.
The Dolphins have some of the best hope salesmen of all time, so I'm sure they will. They'll figure something out.
You're kind of being.
You may be the leader of that.
You're kind of being negative on this thing, Woody. Hey, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. We'll talk to Perk. I'll bet Perk kind of positive today. I'll bet you Perk, fresh off that Senior Bowl trip and talking about the Dolphins a little bit with us. Hey, we'll have that for you. But first, I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Oh, my gosh, the 2025 Tahoe. Oh, my God, so nice. So nice. So glad I bought one. So glad. So comfortable. You ever, like, getting ready to jump in and usually you're and really enjoy what you're driving. Sometimes you have something old and you're like, eh, but you get something brand new. It's fun to drive. That's what my Tahoe is like. That 2025 Tahoe, it is so roomy and so fun to drive. I can't say enough. And that's not even what I wanted to talk about, because I want to talk about your SUV family, like the all new Equinox. Well, I'll tell you what's got everything you need. Everything you could ever want. Eye-catching exterior. You got an SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability. Right over to the 2025 Traverse. It's a midsize, but I got to tell you, it's got a lot of room for the family and the cargo. It's a turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. Also gets better performance and efficiency than the previous generation V6. Oh, they have fixed them all up, boy. Check out the legendary Silverado trucks. Really, the heart of the family, man, is a Silverado truck. Strong, durable, four different engines you can get according to how much power you need. Well, I'll tell you what, whether it's a full-time working truck, still need to tow your fun on the weekends, they got the perfect truck for you. It's almost like they've custom-made a Silverado truck perfect for your lifestyle. With 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, you can't go wrong. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers that are going on right now.